I came here for the first time, and that literally changed my life. So when I came here to work for Disney, I just saw this bunch of opportunities that I could work with. I saw a new world for real. So when I finished that program, I went back to Brazil, and then I just wanted to come back again to try a new experience. And then I've learned about the hospitality field, because I had no clue that existed, because we don't have that back home. I've decided to actually change my career and came here to the US to actually study hospitality. I've met my roommates online. At Valencia, we have a Facebook group just for international students, and I had two girls from Germany and Belarus, and they were like, I'm looking for a third roommate. So I just jumped in. Then I stayed in an empty apartment, no furniture at all, with no Wi-Fi. I had an air mattress. The first night, it was pouring, and it was literally raining inside my bedroom. The carpet was all soaked, and because of that, because of the humidity, I got a lot of insects and bugs and the ants and spiders. They were all just invading the apartment. So I was sleeping on the floor for about 3 months. And then there's a cultural shock with the country itself. So it's a lot going on in my head. Besides the cultural shock and my classes and financial issues, you know, I've had moments that my mom was just calling me crying, like, there's nothing I can do. And we've had those conversations like, do you want me to go back? I can totally go back. And it's just a fight. Because it's a big investment coming here to pursue another degree. You just keep asking yourself if this is the right decision. I've lost of, you know, family members during finals week, and I cannot lose finals. So you have all of that, and I also have health issues, and I've had moments that I just wanted to give up because I was just asking this question, is this worth it? I opened my suitcases and I just started to put my things inside the suitcase because I just wanted to leave. I couldn't open my bedroom's door because I was kind of like locked in myself. And because of that, I've had anxiety attacks and I've had depression. I was also afraid to ask for help. You are afraid to share your story with others because you're afraid to be judged. You're afraid to go to the doctor and they charge you a lot. After sharing that with, you know, my friends and coworkers and advisors, they were able to see things that I couldn't see it because everything was inside. And they were able to show me solutions. And I also felt that I was worth it, especially here. I felt with the American culture that they don't share their feelings, and I was able to finally see that they actually cared that I was here, and they're gonna able to help me. So right now, I work at the International Student Services at Valencia as an international recruitment specialist. We're all on the same boat. So when I started to share with those students, they were able to see, oh my God, like, it's not just me, and it's okay that we can help each other. Studying and working here, I was able to find home